opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 9. It is April the 3rd, 2017. It is a Monday, and we have a live show for you today. Looking forward to that. And as always, want to just thank you all for actually being a part of today's show. We really, really do appreciate you individually and you collectively and you as a community. That's real talk. So I just want to thank you for listening to Tando Radio Show and being part of this network and this show, because there are other things that you could be doing and you are here with us, and we definitely see that as a responsibility that we would have to you to bring you some of the best things that we possibly can bring you, and that's what we hope to do. So with that being said, everyone, let's talk about how we can continue to have Tando Radio Show and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network on air. Very easily, we could do that by making sure that we are giving some of our financial energy to this network so that this network can continue to bring you what you have already deemed as necessary and valuable. And very easy, you could do that by going to the website for this network, and that website is blacktalkradionetwork.com. That's blacktalkradionetwork.com. And there, you'll come across the website for this network, and on the far right-hand margin, you'll see the donation prompt that's there. If you would just be so kind and hit that prompt, and then that will lead you into how you can give some of your financial energy, because that's what it's going to take for Black Talk Radio Network to maintain its overall direction and to continue to bring you what you've already deemed as being necessary and relevant, and we don't want to lose that. So it has to be supported. The roots have to be fed by you, the overall eaters of the fruit. So definitely you could do that there. Give whatever it is that you can. You know, all donations are greatly, greatly appreciated. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media outlet known as BTR Community. It is a community where you can do all of your social media activities for only $24 a year. And with that, you'll be able to highlight yourself or promote yourself, your business, some events in the community that you think are necessary, or some events that you may be sponsoring. You can do that right there at the social media outlet known as BTR Community. It's right there on the website for Black Talk Radio Network, or you can find it through by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you do that, that will lead you into the overall platform for the social media outlet. And you can engage in that. And believe me, it's a much better situation than what we have in the mainstream outlets, because your overall identity won't be sold, so you don't have to be adversely affected by what's going on there. So definitely be a part of that. Go to BTR community, become a member. The overall social media outlet is growing, and I'm happy to see that it is growing, because it's really something that's necessary. And as things start to change globally, regionally, nationally, and in your states and in your cities, you will come to see that Black Talk Radio Network and BTR community is going to be very, very important at that time. So be a part of that and help support the network by engaging in its overall social media outlet. Okay. Also, we have a precious metals company known as Prosperity Mint, and that is where you can save as a king or a queen, or save as a lady and a gentleman, and not to save as a slave, because debt is what they give payment for slaves, and silver is what they give payment for ladies and gentlemen, and gold is what they pay a king or a queen. So you can save in that manner, and by doing that, you will make sure that you position yourself and your family to where you will have assets. And, you know, in the beginning drop of the show, very, very important. The assets are the key to having sovereignty. The assets are key in order to having real prosperity, not something that man creates. Everything that man creates is manipulated one way or another, okay? And especially if it's coming with the wrong intentions, if it has the wrong objective and it has the wrong methods, then it is a matter of control and subjugation and enslavement, and that's what the overall cash does. So you can go to Prosperity Mint, check out what we have in inventory. We have some new things that are there. And before we do that, I've never really done this. Let me jump on to Prosperity Mint website. And there are some new things that we have that are there that you should be aware of. Now, if you've never purchased from Prosperity Mint, please do me a favor. Before you purchase from Prosperity Mint, make sure you email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Very important that you purchase correctly, and I will get back to you and make sure that you are getting exactly what you need, and make sure you're doing this correctly. Don't just arbitrarily just buy from there, because there's a reason why I say that. So just, it's something that you need to know. It's beneficial to you. Has nothing to do with me. Has nothing to do with Prosperity Mint. It's something that's beneficial to you. So please just follow, just go along with me on that, and you'll see why. Contact me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com, wolf6pack1@gmail.com, or you can text me, 951-790-8330. Leave a number so that someone can call you back, I can call you back, or someone else can call you back, and to ensure that you are getting exactly what you need and you are understand the overall process of buying precious metals, real money, and obtaining and saving in real money. Very, very important. So just wanted to pull up the website for Prosperity Mint. I haven't done this since we've had the show. So you can go there, and there are some very, very important items that are there, some new items that were placed over the weekend. And hopefully you'll engage them. And when you go, you can click on some of the new items. There are some other gold items that are going to be placed there, and some platinum items will actually be placed there, and palladium and rhodium. Everything, all of the five investment grades of precious metals are sold at Prosperity Mint, but I don't think all of them are represented there. Let me see if palladium is represented at Prosperity Mint. There's a reason. Yep, it is. Okay, but there are some other palladium items that will be put on the website, platinum as well, rhodium, and silver. But what I want to do is I want to first take a look at some silver items that are now new. And so if you go to Prosperity Mint, you can check out some of the new items. There are some very extremely valuable and extremely rare coins that, rounds that are at Prosperity Mint. And they are the purest form of silver man can make. Okay? And they're known as the Aiden Cat, the Blue Throat Macau, and the other one, the monkey. I forget which one it was. But they're there. They're from a Royal Silver Company. And Royal Silver Company is no longer in business. So all of the rounds that they created, and what was so significant and relevant about Royal Silver Company was that they made the purest silver rounds in the world. They're not coins. They're actually rounds. Okay? So some of the purest silver rounds in the world, they are was known as 5-9. The American Silver Eagle is 3-9, is 0.99% pure silver. Well, some of the Royal Silver Company rounds are 5-9. They're 0.99999. The purest silver coin that you can find, you would find it in the Canadian Maple Leaf. It was 1-9. They were able to acquire 4-9s instead of 3-9s. But the Royal Silver Company were able to produce 5-9s, meaning it's basically pure silver. And it's the purest, and they're no longer in business. They actually went out of business, and in my estimation, it was more than that. They were, and I don't want to get into that right now. But so what they've already minted and brought to market will never be duplicated. And so their overall rounds are going to be extremely valuable in the future. Extremely valuable in the future. So Prosperity Mint was able to secure some a while ago, knowing that things would be going the way that they are. So these are some of the purest silver rounds and the purest form of silver. It's actually the purest form of silver that can be brought to market. And this company is no longer in business from my understanding. I got to complete some of my due diligence and research on it. But this is very, very important. So check out some of those rounds in silver. You'll see them. They'll be the RSC Royal Silver Company, world's purest silver rounds. So check out those, and they're going to be extremely valuable in the future. Some other ones. We have also the... We have Isis and Horus coin that's from the Fiji coin that's very, very stunning from the Egyptian line. It's Osiris, Horus, and Isis coin. That is actually a coin. It was actually minted by a government that's there. Very, very valuable coin and something that you all may want to resonate with. Also, there is it's a 2-ounce silver platinum gold gemstone proof coin. It's Ramsey II. Stunning, stunning coin. This coin is absolutely gorgeous. It's laced with palladium and gold and a gemstone right there. So phenomenal coin. And it's also so that's Pharaoh Ramsey II. And there's a limited amount of those coins available. They only minted so many of them. So in the future, those coins are only going to increase in value like it's like you wouldn't believe. because of their overall detail, and you can check out some of the details that's there as well. Then there's Pharaoh Khafre is also there, and that coin as well is palladium and gold gemstone. So a very, very nice, beautiful coin as well. It comes with a certificate of authenticity and with his own box. Very, very stunning. So let me see. It was a couple of other things that were, let me make sure. So all of these you can find in Prosperity Mint, some very, very difficult coins. There's also the Anubis coin that's there. It's a 1 ounce silver coin. And another great piece is another coin that's actually a sculpture. It's a Nefertiti sculpture. It's 3 ounces of proof silver, and it's a decorative piece, and it's just absolutely stunning, that piece. And that's also there as well. That there's only so many of those that have ever been made, and they're not going to be making any more. So it is going to, its value is only going to increase. So those are some of the silver coins that are there. Definitely, if you are interested in those, you can email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com, wolf6pack1@gmail.com, or you can text me at 951-790-8330. Okay, so that's at Prosperity Mint. Please do that and contact us before you do anything else, because it's to your advantage. And then I will explain that to you once we speak, or once someone from Prosperity Mint contacts you, and why that's so important and so relevant. So that being said, okay, strategic melanin. Okay, I got you. Okay, cool. Definitely text me, and I will definitely catch up with you, strategic melanin. Now, Scotty said he had something left for me in the chat room. Okay, there he is. Okay, cool. Go ahead, Scotty. Do your thing. I got you. All right. So let's jump into what's in the news for today's show. Just let me get situated here. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star. I'll see you in queue. We'll definitely bring you up. There's a lot that's going on in the world that we need to be aware of, and so we could do that right here. Today's show, we can talk about any and everything. Also, you know, if you have some questions about Prosperity Mint, definitely you can call, and I can give you some, or at least try to point you in the right direction and give you some answers about Prosperity Mint. I am one of the controlling members of Prosperity Mint. No, I don't own Prosperity Mint, because ownership is a position of weakness. So that is something that we definitely want to get you squared away with. Definitely. I got you, Strategic Melanin. Got your text. So I sure will. So just very, very important that we understand the difference on the two. So let's jump into what's in the news. Like I said, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, I really would love to hear from you today. I've been talking all weekend. Had some classes, had some seminars. Was talking all weekend. And just so, if you would, definitely call in today. Ask some questions about anything that you wanted to ask, you weren't able to do. You could do that today. That would definitely be very beneficial, because a dialogue is so, so necessary, much more important than a monologue. I don't care whatever it is, the questions that you may have, please do ask. And like I said, you know, one thing they always say, I'm about to do it. They always say there's no such thing as a dumb question, which is very true. But I talked about it on Friday as well. But sometimes stupid people do talk. But no one, I'm not saying anyone is stupid, but then there are some things that it is stupid. Okay, there is a difference. But there is no such thing as a dumb question. I firmly believe that. But stupid people do talk. So, but what I'm saying is basically is that you engaging with us here at Tando Radio Show is so important because you are some of the only reason why you listen to Tando Radio Show is because you resonate differently. The only reason why it's become a part of some of your everyday listening is because you've never fallen for all of the lies. Even though we may have been taught certain things, there was something about it all that didn't sit right with you. And this is why we have Tando Radio Show. It wasn't me that created Tando Radio Show. It was you. That frequency, that resonating frequency that you all live by was so strong that it moved me beyond my own self-doubts, my own shortcomings, my own sense of no one really cares. And your own, sometimes your own pity, sometimes you got to be honest with yourself. And I wouldn't say sometimes, all the time, you need to be honest with yourself. And you allowed me to move past my monkey mind. I always say that sometimes we have to be careful of our monkey mind because it will drive us to doing some very uncouth, some very compromising, some very things that don't resonate to who we truly are. It will cause you to do some stupid things. And because of your frequency and how you resonate, for all of you that listen to Tando Radio Show, it was able to calm and able to destroy and actually disassemble my monkey mind to say, let's do Tando Radio Show. And I appreciate you so much. And I really, really do. From all of you that just listen to all of you that call in, and I would definitely say I would love to hear from all of you, regardless of what you've done. If you called them before, you know you can call in now. If you never called them before, you know you can call in now. Would love to hear from you. Because I told a couple of people this, but I think the last person that I told this was Strategic Melanin. I said, you know, I appreciate you because when we do the radio show, I have no clue if anybody is listening because it's just the walls and it's just my office and it's just a computer. I don't know if there's anything on the other side. But there's a responsibility that we all have to have when you are bringing information or bringing thoughts and questions to people's mind. Because what are you seeding? What type of questions are you planting with people that they should nurture and they should actually protect into its fullness? There's a responsibility that comes along with that. That's why on Tando Radio Show, you'll never hear me say certain things. You'll never hear me go in a certain direction. You'll never hear me give up our sovereignty. We always resonate much higher because that's the seed that we want to impart into the ground, into a fertile ground, so that it could take root and grow and be fed by the sun and be fed by the energy of everyone around you. And this is so important because there's a place that I see where there's some grass that's growing. And right next to that grass, there's a electrical converter that's there, or a transfer station, or a generator station that's close to that grass. And do you know something? The grass there grows quicker, stronger, and thicker than anywhere else because of the resonating energy. And that is what's so, so important. And that's why we do what we do. And this is why we have each other. And I truly appreciate all of you. Couldn't say that enough. And I would say I'm looking forward to meeting you. And before we get into what's in the news, if you would like for us to come to your area. I know I need to get with Hassan because we need to schedule coming to Seattle, but I would love to schedule wherever you are. And if you can, if you have the means to schedule a group of 20 or more people, we are definitely willing to come and to partake, or even more, the better. We are willing to come and to present some very useful information. But not only information, opportunity is the most important thing. It's so funny when I've been a couple of places, and I know that there's a lot of some people, and which is good. Some people are motivator. I'm not a motivator. What I actually do in our presentations is I give you information that you can use for yourself and your family to bring back, to reengage the prosperity into yourself and your family, and to minimize the prosperity to that was lost in the past. And that's what we're all about. So looking forward to it. If you are able to do something such as that, please reach out to me. Text me, 951-790-8330. Give me a call. We have a great program, and we also share in everything that we do. Okay? We have a great team. We have great people. And we just need to get out to the overall general population. You know, there's a process to everything. And I made a decision a couple of years ago that I was going to engage some of the situations and the environment that we were in. Not because of myself. I realized something, that by doing some of the things that I do and what I talk about, especially within our overall private class settings and some of our individual, is not what I talk about on the radio, because I think that is not in the best interest. Our classes are much more involved, and I actually show and tell you things for you to discern for yourself. I don't say, give me this and give me that, and I'll take care of it for you. I actually show you some of my life's work and show you what it is that you should be looking at and how you can best serve yourself and your family. Our whole message is to own nothing and control everything. And there's a reason for that. It has to be fundamentally grounded in that. So if you are someone that would like to facilitate that or be a part of that, because regardless of where it's going to be, we are going to go different places. And I would love to do it with you and to ultimately make you a part of the overall traveling team and make you a part of the overall program, because I think it's so, so important. This has always been my overall thought process in growing with our message. And the thing about it is that everything has a process. We started off with RDP. I didn't like Facebook, but I realized that, okay, I'm going to use Facebook. I don't use Facebook anymore. I use exclusively BTR Community. It's a time and place for everything. And there's a reason why I got off of Facebook. It's great for an introduction. It's not great for a relationship. I'm going to say that again. Facebook is great for an introduction. It's not great for a relationship. If you are a male, she's going to go sour on you. If you are a female, the dog is going to come out. And I realized that, and I knew that from the very start. So the only thing I wanted to do was I wanted to only just to introduce myself to her. I didn't want to know her. I didn't want to involve myself in any intimacy with that, because I know what she's about. And me being a male, this is why I say she. Ladies, you can substitute that for him or however you would like to do it. That's fine with me. But just know why you're doing it and make sure it's all by your overall free will and choice. I will support and love you regardless. Okay? So that relationship, I knew it wasn't something that I wanted to invest too much in, because it is a facade. It appears to be one thing while it's doing something completely different. This is why she always asks you, do you know this person and that person? And when you respond to it, remember the messaging center? They said, hey, in order to get your messages right away, we got a convenient way for you to get your message. All you got to do is give up everybody in your phone. It's redundancy of snitching. Because why did they want all of that information? Because they wanted all of that information for their benefit, not for yours. They falsely think that they are giving you some convenience when in actuality they are signing your death warrant. And at some point, at some time, we're going to have to resonate to a higher level and to realize that we are being had. And it's not their fault. It's our fault. This is why I didn't want to kiss her. This is why I didn't want to dance with her. This is why I decided to use her and then to move on. Yes, my information has been compromised, but I'm cool with it because I know who I am. You all that listen to Tando Radio Show, you know who you are. From Brother Braggs talking to you, from Wise Wednesdays, from every day here on Tando Radio Show, you know the strength of you. And I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, our message is so powerful. It's about reigniting who you were created as, not who you've been schooled and domesticated to become. And there is no entity, there is no corporation, there is no individual that will get me to compromise my morality for their agenda. That's a sellout. I will never buy in, so I'll never be able to sell out. I don't accept that currency. I don't accept that energy. So just wanted to let you know why and what's so important, because we are coming up on some crossroads, brothers and sisters. We are coming up on some real crossroads. We are coming up on, and these crossroads are not foreign to us. It's been around and it's been challenging generations. It's every generation that comes to a crossroad. They just may not know that they are there. And that crossroad is a choice. Are we deciding to fulfill our enabling talents to maintain our sovereignty and self-determination? Are we going to be just comfortable until the point of we fall asleep and we perish in that comfort, in that state of ennui, in that lazy state of do it for me? Are we going to languish in our wishbone and have the weakest backbone that will easily snap under any pressure, to where, regardless of what you do, you are now broken because we've compromised our overall abilities. We've compromised our agenda. We've compromised our morality. We compromised our ability to create a heaven. And we decided to actually live in someone else's hell, that now we are creating and momentumizing, and we are giving momentum to the hell that we are creating. We have become our own worst enemy. You need not to go to war with anyone. That war will be between you and your spirit. So we got my man. We got a caller. In queue is my man Jerry out of Tennessee. We're going to go to Jerry, then we're going to jump to what's in the news. And so let's go to my man Jerry first. Jerry, what's going on, brother? Welcome to Tando Radio Show.
Thank you for allowing me to be able to come on, Dave. You've introduced me to a lot of miraculous people, man. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Well, Jerry, you're so deserving of it, brother. Because you are one. Not only did I just facilitated some greatness to actually connect. Sometimes you just got to turn the currency on. Somebody got to flip the switch. And I just, because you have your energy and the people that, that I've introduced you to, they have some great energy. They appreciate you just as much, brother. I think we lost Jerry. Jerry, hit us back. We can't hear you
at all.
Dave, okay, yeah, you good.
I'm sorry, my fault.
No, you good, brother.
They have actually told me that, and then when I tell them something of the opposite, they have wasted no time with getting on me. So that's great also. You know, that's because I don't necessarily believe that. It ain't that I don't believe, but it's so much that I don't know. And these brothers, they always come through and let me know that what I'm doing is important. But what I wanted to speak about is that what you were just saying, it makes so much sense. And a lot of us don't never pay no attention to what we are learning, regardless if we know we're learning it or not. We may know some things, and it may be somebody who could use it a lot more than we can. And what we end up doing is negating the information that we have to bring to the table. And I say that because this is something that I've been told that I do quite often. I know a lot of people who have brought me a lot of information. And the things that I bring to them, I pay no attention to. Maybe because... It's not that I don't know anything. It's just the things that I know I expect for everybody to know because I know so little. So when we bring that to the table, you always have to appreciate the time and the effort that you put into what you have acquired. And these are things that we all have to understand that we do have something to give.
Right.
Whether somebody receives it or not. I have a whole lot more to say, but I'm gonna let you get into the show because I wanna hear what you got to say about the rest of the show. So what I would like you to do is I would like you to put me on mute, and that way when I'm ready to get back in, I can raise my hand.
Yep, I will definitely do it. And you know what? So you know what, Jerry, and I'm glad that you said what you said because the thing about is information is great, but applied energy is more important. Information is great, but information itself has no resonance. It does not have energy. It's information with energy behind it. Now you have practical application. That's the power. And Jerry, well said. So true. We are all equally talented, equally, even though we have talents in different areas, even though we have talents by different means and different measures, that is the beauty of life. And what this system does is it teaches you to break that down. They bring into something to you known as self-esteem. And self-esteem is the first sneeze in mental illness. Self-esteem is the first sneeze in mental illness. And because they bring in this so-called self-esteem, automatically you are never able to measure up because of all of the bombardments that you will receive from propaganda, from lies, from disinformation, from subjugations, from enslavement, to where your self-esteem becomes bigger than you and your self-esteem becomes a character. How many of us live our lives in different character forms? And this triggers this mental illness, because just like you can catch a cold, just like you can, in all of these diseases and all of these conditions, most of them are man-made. Mental illness is man-made, just like the flu, just like Ebola. And when we allow that into our overall intimate circles of our thought process, of our talents, our capability, and more importantly, of our free will. If your body, your spiritual body, isn't able to disinfect itself from this, the schools of indoctrination and domestication, before you know it, your overall spiritual body will be infested with the agenda of destruction. And it's all based in self-esteem. See, self-esteem is nothing more than having an eye problem. I deserve. I want to be like the Most High. But see, you don't really want to be like the Most High. The only thing that you want to do is enslave and have dominion over all. It's a big difference. And that stuff will make you crazy. And this stuff has been pushed on us in so many forms and so many ways that I think is very, very important that we realize that you're already in the greatest form, and that being in the form of the great creator. So go and greatly create. So, well said, Jerry. So now, I want to jump into what's in the news. And let me pull this up. Please bear with me all. Oh, it worked well. Man, what's going on? I'll take it. All right. So we're going to jump into what's in the news. There's a lot of stories that are there. And so we're going to jump into it and then get into today's show, which is very, 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 very important. Oh, man, a lot of stories here. All right, so let's go into, there we go. All right, so first one is today's show. And Scotty posted this one, Kendall Radio Show. The Calm Before the Storm, Be Ready. That's today's show. The Calm Before the Storm, Be Ready is the first one. We're going to run through these quickly. Next one from Rye sent this one. Technical warning. Searching engines and smartphones are destroying our memories. You've always heard me say that they created smartphones to make dumb people. Smartphones for dumb people. I did a show with my man Lance. Man, I forgot. I haven't talked to Lance Surge in a while. I need to get up with him. I did a show with him about 2 years ago, and it was actually that. Smartphones for dumb people. It's all a part of the process. Check out that article. Big one. Thanks, Roz. Next one for Roz said from Popular Science, the factories of the future could float in space. So true. Next article from International Business Times, Ukraine. Greenland coastal ice melt is past tipping point, and sea levels are going to rise, ladies and gentlemen. That's major, major remapping of the overall landmass on this planet. Next article, also from International Business Times, UK. Plastic pollution clogging oceans could be turned into diesel for ships. Rod sent that one. Next article from International Business Times. Rod sent this one. Fragments of King Khufu's ancient boat unearthed under Great Pyramid of Giza. Next article. Man, great article there. I got to check that one out. Next one from Fox News. Rod sent this one as well. Dad is diagnosed with breast cancer for a third time. It's not funny, but this is This is what's going on. This is because they are definitely filling men with estrogen, and this is why you're getting the overall reactions. This is why the fads that you are seeing right now, and I said fads, because that's what they are, fads. Just like there was a fad of members-only jackets. It was a fad of gazelle glasses. It was a fad of this. The fads that we have right now are not a part of our culture. It is just the overall trying times of the moment. And this is why you see where we have become a land without men, because they intend for you to be conquered. And soon they're going to minimize you to a land without women because they want you utterly destroyed. So check out that article. Good one, Ross. Next one from New York Times. Ross sent this one. China learns how to keep Trump's ear through his son-in-law. Next article. This one from space.com, Mars base camp. Lockheed flushes out Red Planet space station plans. They've been going to the different planets for a long time. Not even the ones that you can see with a telescope, but ones that are light years away. They've been doing light travel for a long time, ladies and gentlemen. Don't believe the lies. And it wasn't just, it's from stolen technology or suppressed technology. Next one. Uber is using psychological tricks to manipulate its drivers. Check out that article. Next article from Roz, from Cerebrally Naive, Cerebrally Naive Network. Slavery still exists. We must confront it. Well, brother, you know, our brother Scotty has been talking about this for so long in so many ways, as well as we have, and this is what we do. Check out that article. Next article, this one I said, here is the purge. And this is from Google Translator. Check out this article about a hacker that was taken into custody, and they were hacking into the celebrity house, the celebrity White House email. So check out that article. Very, very. I posted it twice by mistake. Next article from Observer. I posted this one from the Observer. New emails reveal Obama Clinton led cover-up for a cholera outbreak in Haiti. Very, very important, and there's some resonance to that as to why that's so important, because they were trying to control assets, ladies and gentlemen, while they've been pushing for you to own everything. Cream, cash rules, everything around me. There are some slave songs we shouldn't be singing. There are some slave hymns that we should not be orating. There are some slave songs that we should be giving up. And has nothing to do with Wu-Tang. But if Wu-Tang don't know, they are still subject to the truth, even though you may not be understand what it is truly about. Cash is why you are being ruled. So, next article from Flathead Beacon. The Vatican files for bankruptcy to settle sex abuse claims. And this is from Flathead Beacon. Check out that article. There are some of the Vatican Church, some of the churches in throughout the world are going to claim bankruptcy in order to protect because of their overall settling sex abuse claims. And man, we got it. This is a show we have to do on its own. We will. Next one from the Telegraph. Airports, nuclear power stations on terror alert as government official warns of credible cyber threat. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why we need to be ready for the calm before the storm. And I posted this one. It's from the Telegraph. It is definitely going to be coming. Next one, I posted this one from Sputnik News. Gold bugs. Why Russia is stacking bullion, bricks, like there's no tomorrow. The Russian central banks purchased a record amount of gold in 2016 and plan to accelerate its purchases to regain the spot as the global leader in the growth of gold reserves, according to the recent survey. Check out that. Very, very important. Says everything. Assets, ladies and gentlemen. Assets. This one's from Sputnik News. Gibraltar of Discord. EU may. Oh, my man Scotty was there. Go ahead, Scotty. You back?
Yes, I'm back. But I wanted to
tell you. Hey, what's up, brother?
I'm okay, and greetings to all the listeners and the callers. I wanted to chime in because a couple of these stories are.
I'm going to come right back to you, Brother Davis. Go ahead. Sorry about that, Scotty.
All these stories are related. We have the goal. That's what's in common. That's what you was talking about in Haiti. And again, this is not fake news. This is real news. You can talk to the Haitian community in New York. You can go to Haiti and talk to them. And how the Clintons stole billions. They engineered that, man, along with the Obama administration. And I hear black people saying, and I'm not saying anything bad about them because all of us are subject to the programming. And the mainstream programming has been, and compared to who you call them, Donald Dump, Obama hasn't had any scandals. Again, how many times have we talked about the gold in Libya being the reason that Gaddafi was murdered? Gold.
Yeah.
Gold. Okay. Then Haiti. All those gold. Billions of dollars were donated to the Haitian earthquake relief. A lot of that money is unaccounted for, just like those billions. How many, the story said, the billions missing at the Pentagon, $10 billion they can't account for. Okay.
Mm-hmm. $12 billion. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the earthquake is, because of the earthquake, is how they found that gold vein, right? That gold deposits in Haiti. Here come the what? The corporations from so-called America to Haiti getting deals handed out, worked out by who? The State Department. You know.
And who was running the State Department at that time?
Hillary Clinton.
None other than Hillary. Right. And man, but go ahead, Scotty. I'm going to chime in. Brother Davis, hold on. I'm going to come to you right after Scotty makes his point. Go ahead, Scotty.
And her brother was on the board of one of those mining corporations that got awarded the contracts. So, again, it's that gold, man. So I really, you know what you're talking about when you talk about the what does it go? A gentleman and a lady is silver. Yeah. Kings or queens.
The thing is, the wage of a king is gold. The wage of a king and a queen is gold. The wage of a lady and a gentleman is silver. The wage of a slave is debt.
Venezuela, look at that country. What happened? They demanded their gold back. Okay, they demanded and that led to, you know, possibly Chavez being murdered, okay, by the CIA. I don't have any stories I can point you to, but that's just an educated guess, so let me put that out there. And now what you're talking about, Russia, China, gold deposits, but my question, Dave, is where's Russia and China buying gold?
My man. A question is more important than the answer. Man, Scotty, you smoking. Exactly. And I'm going to do a show just on that. And let me just tell you, Scotty was absolutely right. But here's what's the thing. Remember with the Haitian earthquake of 2009? I believe it was in 2009. May have been 2010. Don't quote me on that. I'm a little off. But maybe off. But listen, this was the thing. Remember the Navy was strategically placed around Haitian and Haiti, and they were practicing in case a major natural disaster happened at a third world country where the U.S. military and the overall mutual aid from other countries could assist that third world country, because they've already found that gold vein inside of Haiti, and then they used that earthquake to what? Destabilize the country so that they can move in. Ebola broke out in Sierra Leone because they found a large gold deposit, and they told the people that they needed to leave and they were going to buy their land from them, and the people refused to go. So what did they do? They interjected Ebola to that area, and what did that do? That cleared everybody out of there.
Now, the emails you're talking about, Dave, I do believe they knew that these, I think it was Pakistani UN-sanctioned, UN-US-sanctioned troops that spread that cholera. And then, you know, so that's one of those scandals that people, I understand how strong imagery is, and they was talking about self-esteem, but you can't go looking for no self-esteem in former CEO Barack Obama.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Because there are plenty of scandals, documented scandals out there. If you just saw that email, one of the stories Dave just talked about, and all his stories is linked up for you in the program description. But man, I mean, there's some really dirty things going on, man, that a lot of people are not aware of, and they're not conspiracy. They're conspiracies, but they're conspiracy facts.
Yep, conspiracy agendas. And, you know, so important. And then what happened was the goal, the actual Clinton Foundation took over the mining of that gold, and they gave it to their brother-in-law to manage it. Asset, ladies and gentlemen, asset. And Scotty asked a very important, where are they getting the gold from? They're getting it from a lot of places. And I'm going to have a show just on that. One of the places that they're doing is they're getting it from you because they're causing the cash for gold where you come and bring your gold and they'll give you cash. You're trading worthless for priceless. Man, so, so important. So, listen, let's jump to Brother Davis before we go to our commercial break. Yeah, Brother Davis is in queue. Brother Davis, welcome to Tando Radio Show, a platform that you and I actually have talked about putting together. And I just want to thank you and Sister Davis for facilitating this and being a part of it. And it's always good to hear the voice of a friend, Brother Davis.
I agree, my brother. It's always good. But listen, I wanted to add two things. Remember now, when Saddam was sought over in Iraq, he lost, all of a sudden, a bunch of his gold disappeared. When Gaddafi was killed in Libya, a bunch of his gold disappeared. But that, I just wanted to point that out to you, let you know that the very countries that are going in, taking the gold, are greedy, and that's what they're doing. And if you really want to know how close to home it is, right now in Afghanistan, the United States government are guarding the poppy fields. What is the biggest overdose in American streets? Heroin. Where'd it come from? Poppy. Okay, listen, my main point, I wanted to point my this phone call is, our body regenerates cells at a mass amount, meaning that we're regenerating cells millions of times a day. Why? Because cells die and cells rejuvenate. But when you're eating the wrong foods, you are changing the dynamic of the rejuvenation of your cells. So it's actually changing the DNA of what your body consists of. Now, if you notice, there's been a lot of people having miscarriages, erectile dysfunction. These are all byproducts of poor cellular regeneration. And we have to understand that this war is not on one front. It's on all fronts. Okay, I'm going to receive, brother, just to get in the back room again.
Man, brother Davis, you're blue as always. So, so true. And why is that so important? And Brother Davis, don't rush. No, Brother Davis, don't rush. You don't have to rush. Why was that so important? Because what is cell rejuvenation? It's the rebirth. It's the reborn. You're being reborn. We have crucified ourselves by this whole system. And what Brother Davis was bringing out is so important that we have to grasp this. And this is why this is so important. This is why, this, in my opinion, this show and the brothers and sisters that call into this show and are part of the show is so important, because this is one of some of the few places. There are a lot of people that are doing some really good work and everything else, and I applaud them for it. But what I love about it is that I love the talents and the abilities and the foresight and the vision that you all have that listen to Tando Radio Show, and you all have that are a part of Tando Radio Show. So, so powerful. Let's listen. This is being born again. Your cells. And what do your cells need? It actually needs what the great creator had put here for sustainability. Remember when Brother David said, if it ain't got a seed, it shouldn't have you shouldn't have an appetite for it? Why is that so important? Because we constantly need to feed the roots so that it can bear new good fruit. So, so important. Brother Davis, well, well said as always. I truly appreciate you and Sister Davis. We got two callers in queue. I'm going to come back to you all. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to jump in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. When we come back, we're going to jump into, we're going to finish a couple of the what's in the news. We got some callers we'll get to. And then we're going to jump into today's show, The Calm Before the Storm. Be ready. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And we'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
You are tuned in to Tando Radio Show. This is the station manager. We're experiencing some audio issues, some equipment issues, but we're still broadcasting. We're just not able to play any audio files. But you are listening to BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com. You can find us on Twitter at Black Talk Radio if you're on Facebook, as we try to disseminate real information to fish for the masses in that social media pond and bring them into the fold. You can find us at Black Talk Radio Network. You find us all over. We are, in fact, the number one independent digital radio and podcast and platform in the entire world. Back to you, Dave.
Much love, much respect. Thank you, Scotty. Man, look at that. That's a pro. Man, Scotty, you're a pro. I love it. And you know why? Because Scotty does so well at this, because this is this brother's passion. You ever seen somebody do something that they don't want to do? They never do it really well. They never do it really well. And I truly, truly appreciate you, Scotty, and everyone else. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. We got a couple of callers in queue. Then we're going to get back to what's in the news. Let me just read what's in the news for the callers that are in queue, and I'm going to go to you, Atlanta, go back to you, Jerry, and then go back to you, Brother Braggs is there, and then we'll do that, and then we'll jump into today's show. Okay, so let me just finish this. What's in the news is only a couple of more stories. So Gibraltar of Discord, EU may back Spain in dispute with the UK over territory. Ladies and gentlemen, the war. This is the World War III that's going to turn into global nuclear war. That is fighting words with Britain. This is something that will go into an armed confrontation. Man, this is unfolded. Next one. This one comes from Sputnik News. Why are Beijing, Washington keeping quiet on the eve of celebrity figurehead Xi Jinping's and Trump's summit? This is something that we need to definitely talk about. I'm gonna just tell y'all something real quick. When I look at Xi Jinping, I kind of laugh because I was telling somebody that means a lot to me. Xi Jinping makes some faces like my mom. She's still making like that. She didn't stop doing it yet, you know. But when I look at this dude, I bust out laughing because I can see some of the expressions that my mom has, and the one, the picture that's here, that's how my mom would be with her lips looking at somebody. That she like, yeah, right. Is on and cracking. So I just had to share that with you all. Big, big ups. Now, I'm gonna call my mom, Xi Jinping. She said, "Who, boy? What you call me?" My mom is hilarious. So next article, this from Russia Insider. Russian Insider. It says, buckle up for currency war. Very, very important. Next article from Cerebrally Naive Network, CNN. Three ways Trump could go it alone on North Korea. And I firmly believe that there will be a action against North Korea after the summit with Xi Jinping. How far after? I don't think not too far after, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's very close after. So be aware, and that could lead to so many different things. Also from Sputnik News, warning shot fired over Brexit as EU Parliament lays down red line. Check out that article. Next article from the South China Morning Post, opinion why Xi Jinping Trump summit will be one for the historical books. They are telling you what's going to happen. They already know. This is where things are going to move quicker to the overall currency war, the height of the currency war, height of the trade war, and the beginning of the shooting war, ladies and gentlemen. And it says, so at long last, celebrity figurehead Chinese President Xi Jinping will meet his unconventional and bombastic U.S. counterpart, celebrity figurehead Donald Trump. The two leaders will meet at an informal summit hosted on Thursday and Friday at Trump's estate in Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach. Check out that article. Next article, major one. Pakistan seeks alliance with Russia and China as solution to U.S. foreign policy disaster. This is setting up, And this is a move against India. Man, this stuff is really ramping up. Check out that next one from Russia Insider. Tillerson goes public with U.S. plans for Syria partitions. Check out that article. Next article. And I said this was a relatively very important one from Russia Insider. Russia under attack, at least 10 killed in a bomb blast in St. Petersburg Metro. And this was from earlier this morning that this happened. And I wasn't able to follow. Next one I got from TAC. And there's a Russian, and you got to right click this for English. But the one you want to really need is from read is the one from Russia Insider. And I said Russia will respond to this just like the Olympics in 2004. Just before the Olympics in 2004, one of its ceremonial train stations that the Nazis actually targeted for destruction was bombed in 2013. Russia waited until after the Olympics happened, and then that's when they made their move on the Ukraine, and that's when they seized Crimea and everything else. This is how this whole thing is about, and Russia, there's going to be an appropriate response by Russia, and this is what's going on here. Next article, China comes from Sputnik News. China opens Moscow clearing bank for handling transactions in the yuan. They are dropping the dollar. In all of the major countries, all it takes is one relatively semi-major country to drop the U.S. dollar and its economy would collapse. Now all the major ones are dropping it. Even though Russia may not be seen as a major economy. Oh, but it is, because Russia has no debt. Has no debt. This is huge. Check out that article. Next article, last article from the South China Morning Post. Moscow and Beijing united to bypass the U.S. dollar and world money market. What more do you need to know? What is U.S. going to do? Attack Russia and China like they did Gaddafi, like they did Chile, like they did Venezuela, like they did Greece, like they did the Ukraine, and like they did Saddam? Yes. And like they're going to do Iran? Yes. The U.S. will attack Moscow and Beijing.
Have your fun.
So, all right, hold on, Brother Bragg.
I don't know why you're doing it that way.
Brother Bragg.
Somebody used to tell you. Yo, I'm sorry.
That's all right, brother. Hold on. We're gonna come to you now, Brother Bragg. So my man, Brother Bragg, is in queue. Let's go to Brother Bragg's real quick. Brother Bragg, welcome to Thando Radio Show. What's the good fortune that we have to hear from you, brother?
Hey, let me go upstairs, brother. I'm down here fussing with these dogs. Forgive me, man.
Okay, I'm gonna mute you, and then you're ready? Go ahead.
Yeah. What I was gonna say is that. I think it must have been like 4 years ago when I was telling you that they had geotracked Haiti, and they knew that Haiti had tons of gold underneath the ground.
Yep.
That was before the big storm. So the only thing they did is do what they do. They went in and got it. So they had to create a way to go get it, and the disaster was a way to go get it.
By heart, that's what created the earthquake. Brother Braggs is absolutely right. They needed plausible deniability to invade Haiti. How do you do it? You create a national crisis by means and under the disguise and cloaking device of a natural disaster when it was actually man-made. All of those ships weren't there within 12 hours after the first major earthquake, but before some of the major aftershocks had even hit, the U.S. was already on the ground in Haiti. Get out of here. Come on, man. That's a conspiracy agenda. Go ahead, Brother Bragg.
I was just saying, water went bad suddenly. It had chlorine. Thousands of children went missing. Haven't found them yet.
We're going to talk about that.
Forces. Man, just remember this. When you move people off land, you make refugees out of them in their own country. Move them to other lands so you can do what you got to do. Just check history. That's how they always do it. Drive people off the land. Cut them off from water. Cut them off from food. That's what's so important about us knowing history in this country. Because it can happen yesterday. I knew with the situation. You got to know where you are. You got to know how historically things are played out. These people are basically all the same people. German, Jews, call them what you like. French, Dutch, they're all the same people. Check the history. Check their history. King Leopold, it's a bunch of them. Check their history.
And you know, Brother Braggs hit the nail on the head. Exactly. Where was, in my opinion, Haiti was a dry run. New Orleans was a dry run for two things, for Haiti and for the U.S. for the second time, in, for the, what they're going to do next in the U.S. For, because, as Brother Braggs said, when you drive people off their lands, they become refugees. And that's so true. They become refugees. They no longer hold claim to the land because you move them off of it. If you don't control something and you have ownership on something, they can easily repossess ownership. When you control something, they have to move you off of what you control. And that, in my opinion, was a dry run. And this is where they use HARP, High Frequency Aurora Research Program, to do that, in my opinion. So, well said, look, Brother Bragg.
One more thing, and I'm done. Check this out.
No, you're good.
It's playing out in Syria. It's playing out in Syria, too. The same game all over the world. That's why I'm telling you, just check history. You see the same thing. They got refugees in Syria. Every place that they go, they create refugees. People running into Europe away from these people because they're killing, they're leaving death and destruction, blowing up hospitals, devastating neighborhoods, communities, changing, you know, the face of the earth, basically. Now these
right.
people run for their lives with their babies and their only possessions that they can carry on their backs, and they beg other people to let them cross borders so that they could be safe. Check that out now. That's, hey, man, don't sleep history. Please, people, get in your books. See, the only thing that's going to liberate us truly is when we truly know what's going on all around us.
Right.
Period.
So well said. Peace. And you know what, Brother Braggs, well said, because exactly, they're happening in, why is this happening in Syria? Because Syria has relevant assets that the world will need to maintain its economy. And that's why they need to move them off the land. So we got two more callers in queue. Want to go to them. We're going to go to the caller out of 404 area code. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What is your name and what is your question or comment? Where are you calling from?
Hey, brothers. How you doing? This is Jada from Atlanta. How you guys doing?
Jada, what's happening, sister?
Hey, not much. Just trying to handle business, man. It ain't easy, but we just...
Shoot, you handling
stay
it.
Stay focused.
It ain't got to be easy. You determined.
Woo. Yeah, you never lied about that. I just wanted to kind of chime in with what everybody is talking about, because it's real out here. People got to wake up. Brother Bragg just talked about the refugees and the reason why they're doing what they're doing. Not only that, but when they're displaced, what they do is they say, oh, you know, these people bringing diseases, this, that, and the third. So what do? They practice eugenics, you know what I'm saying? And Bill Gates' father, you know, he started this program going to different parts of Africa, and people saying, oh, he's great, isn't he great? No, he's a daggone devil, because if you're giving children that are 14 years old in Ethiopia vaccinations that are causing you to not have children, they're causing you to be barren. A barren land can't stand. You know what I'm saying? So they're causing these generations to die off. Same thing with the Haitians. What do? They move you, and then they practice eugenics. They pump you full of vaccinations and make you sick. So it's not the people. It's the devil behind there. It's the mask behind. You know, you have to be careful who's wearing the mask. And you think it's these people are your friends, but they're just wolves in sheep's clothing. So it's population control.
Right.
So just like with the Ebola, you know what I'm saying? Population control, just like with Zika virus, population control. If you can destroy a generation or have a generation that's mentally damaged and there's really no use for them, they're going to off them anyway. So what do? They say, oh, you're pregnant, calm down, let me give you this and let me give you that. What do you, as many times as even for the flu, like we had the flu, long story short, oh, did you want your flu shot? I looked at them, I said, I want a flu shot. I'll take some garlic, I'll take this, that, but you don't lose your mind. So you're not pumping me with that foolishness. Oh, well, what about your kids? My kids are not taking no flu shot. Hello. So it's a game, and they're doing it here. And you're wondering why autism is off the chain or off the haunt. They're
off
doing
the charts,
it here.
That's right.
Same thing, population control. If you have a generation that can't even sit in a classroom and they're bouncing off a wall, what are you going to give them? Prozac, and you're giving them this to sit still, and they're shaking their leg. I mean, I used to stand in the classroom and used to have to tell the kid, go take your medicine. And I'm like, this stuff is causing impotency. Just like the brother said when Brother David called and said that. They know what they're doing. They're between the pharmaceutical industry, between the military, they got a whole, it's going down, and it's going happening right before our eyes. We got to wake up. Whole another ball game. So, yeah.
So true. Yeah, and, you know, it's so many great things that you said. You know, one of the things that you see the artistic rate that's climbing because of this, not only is it population control, it's free will control. They're able to create an environment where they can control people's free will. And this puts them in a perfect position to be what? The perfect slave. And one of the things about the refugee problem, and Scotty had put something, I'm going to read it in a second. One of the things about the refugee problem is that I think we need to really, really look at what that really means and look at it historically. Do you know the transatlantic slave project was a refugee project? That's really what it was, because what they did was they were able to take people from their land, displace them from their land, and take them somewhere else. And once they got somewhere else in the land they didn't know, and they didn't know the people and everything else, and I'm not saying that every black person that came to America was a slave. Hear what I'm saying. I'm saying those that did come, that was because that was an effective refugee problem, a condition that they created. In today's world, they don't call it slave trade. They call it a refugee migration. Refugee migration is nothing more than a politically correct way to say a transatlantic or a slave triangle. That's all it really means, because once those individuals go somewhere else, they become the burden bearers of the land that they now have no claim to, or there's no room for them. So they're vulnerable to what? The ills of all kinds of men and women, the ills of mankind. This is what they recreate. They do the same thing over and over again, but only thing that they do on the stage is they change the clothing. It's the same actor in a different garment. As Sister said, the devil in sheep's clothing. I like to say the devil wearing his Sunday's best or her Sunday's best. That's what they're doing because it's a trick. Brother Scotty said that Israelis admitted under pressure to using eugenics on the Ethiopian Jews, Israelis, in 10 years, they cut their population birth rate by 50%. Smartphones, which is online search engine for more information. So I say, just use your smartphone and search it online from that. Yes, we put that. Scotty's posted that. We posted that, exactly what they've done. So this is something that's very, very important that we start to resonate with and see it for what it is. Because once we realize what we're up against, then we can start to conceptualize who we are to defend ourselves, and more importantly, for it not to have the ambushing effect on us that it has in the past. That's what really matters. So great, great point. Jay, give my regards to the VP, and definitely you guys catch up with me whenever you can.
All right. I appreciate you guys. Thanks, Brother Dave, and thanks for the Scotty, everybody. Love y'all. Peace.
Much love. Much respect extend to you. You know you are peace. First, one of the first families of Tando Radio Show.
Thank you. Bye.
You're so welcome. All right. Peace. Next one. We got our man Jerry is back in queue. Go ahead, Jerry.
Brother Scotty, can you hear me?
We can hear you. Go ahead. This is Dave.
Okay. One of the things, I'm sorry. One of the things that I wanted to bring up, Brother Scatter brought up a whole lot of miraculous points. I wanted to talk about everything that's going on right now is that, like you said, all of this stuff is being repeated. We have the same thing as far as Russia, North Korea. All of this stuff is being replayed.
Right.
And we as American people, we not paying attention to any of that. So if we are not students of history, then we don't see the same things that's happening beforehand. We have somebody right now at the helm that's willing to allow everything that didn't happen before because of whoever was at the helm at that time. They didn't allow it to happen, but right now, I mean, it's happening. Brother Jambone sent me some information to where...
Oh man, Jambone be sending some great information, don't he?
Yeah, he always do.
Man, Jam be having some... Big ups to my man Jambone. Great, great information, always.
Yeah, Jambone sent me some information to where... Well, China have done reconstructed some of our drones, and now Iran has a lot of drones that they're going to be sending out. China, they doing some drones, and that they selling to some of our close, not our closest, but our some of our most non-tolerant enemies. All of these things are going on right now. They talk about how Obama was so weak, but yet and still, the people that we have problems with, they using the same technology right now, and they getting ready to unleash that on us. So it's a lot of things that's going on, and if we don't pay attention to it, it's going to be real hard on us. Some of us are not going to make it. That's just the truth of the matter. So all of the people who are listening, if you're not in those states or those cities that's going to be hit by these particular aspects of war, realize what's going on when it happens and be ready. And with that being said, I'm going to mute myself because I've been listening to a whole lot of stuff. So I'm going to get off just in case I cut out. But I appreciate your time, Dave. Brother,
always, Jerry. Well,
love all of y'all, and y'all be easy.
Yes, sir. Always. Great, great points. As always, as you know, Jerry always makes some of the great, great points, and all of us, everyone really does, and that's why it's so, so important. So well said, as always, and – It's something that we have to give our energy to. So because the individuals, they are energizing their agenda that happens to overlap and affect ours. So there is a constant, constant attack. But there is an appropriate way to respond to it. And first of all, we have to break ourselves of the overall self-esteem demon and spirit that actually prevents us from seeing who we truly, truly are. And, we, you know, this is, I'm going to tell you, I really don't like me. I'm not particular about actors. I'm not particular about anyone that plays different personalities because there's a spirit in that that tells me there's something wrong with your butt. I can't, how can you act all these different ways? And a lot of us see that as, oh man, you know, but I see a real problem there. I see a real problem. I don't care if it's for pay or for whatever. How you going to just cry on demand? You know that some of the actors, how they say, the ones that have their craft down, they could cry on demand. How the heck can you ever trust that? And the person, come on, y'all, they have brought us to accept foolishness. He's a good or she's a good actor. What? Is she acting now? What character form is she in? Which personality is she? And I know when you become all these personalities, there's a spiritual overtaking of you. And there shouldn't be but one spirit in your daggone temple. That should be your spirit. man, I'm just, come on. I just noticed that. I don't like actors or actresses. Because I don't know which one. They say, well, you know, in my real life, in my, you know, that's my make-believe. See, what? No, you was doing it. You was doing it. How you going to play somebody else? I just got a problem. I got a real problem with it. And it's all a part of, as Shakespeare said, who was Francis Bacon, playing another character once again, can't be trusted on that stuff. All the world is a stage. And I always say, the fool may act for the king, but the fool's job is to hypnotize the people at the king's beckoning. So I'm just saying, that's just where I am. So, all right, so if you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star. I'm not saying at all, you know, actors and actresses, but me personally, I look side-eyed at them. I don't care who they are, because that's your profession. You've been doing good at this. And so, you, man, I got a real problem with that. Is you is or is you ain't you? Which is it? I just got a question. And these are questions that I don't ask. I ask myself to find the evidence around it, because I don't need to say it to them. I let y'all in on some things about, and I got to be careful of that not to, but I ain't worried about it. I'm still going to be me, and there's nothing against. You know, I know there's some great people and everything else, but there's a part of them that I'd be like, yo, you just ain't too stable. You could just cry on command. You can just be, you're going to take on somebody else's identity, their spirit and their identity. Man, come on. What's really going on here? Just me.
Dave,
we got another
question,
call that's
though.
In queue. And the area code is out of 312. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. If you would, just state your name and where you're calling from. I know who this is. My man, what's up there, brother?
Oh, you don't get killed. You know you in trouble.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that one. I'm sorry. it's my girl, Deborah. Deborah mad at me, y'all, right now. Because I was purposely egging on Deborah the whole day, and she ain't even, she fell for it. What's up, you mean?
You know you in trouble.
No, what's up, sister? How you doing?
I'm good. But no, I just had a question and a thought to this one. When you were talking about them taking away the men, and then also coming after the women, the article that you're reading about. Well, my question is, okay, if they do all of this and they're mostly targeting minority people or whatever, is this their form of a way to make their blind and blue-eyed people? Because they want to make America great again.
And I'm gonna tell you, Deb, and I say that because you know what, that's a great point. And from what I'm seeing, it's because of, it will give the perfect, what that is going to do is that's going to give the perfect scenario where the world will unify against the United States, because they're going to say, remember, we saw this before in history.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw it out of the Weimar Republic, and then it turned into the Third Reich of Nazi Germany. And then they're going to start to bring out all of the information exactly. That the Third Reich of Nazi Germany became the Fourth Reich of America today, but it was the first right because of manifest destiny. Man, you are so true. And why is that so important? And my man Scotty said, isn't it enough white people to make more white people? The African gene is dominant. That is why the so-called white people have that fear of a black planet. And, man, this is, let me tell you, this is what is going to be used to bring about the complete demise of the United States to the untied states, but then they're going to transfer the overall power somewhere, that beacon of freedom somewhere else, so that the overall objective of control will never be challenged. Yeah, Deborah, I see it that way in so many different ways, but see, this is where it's going to fall. See, remember, the Nazis so-called didn't win, but really they did, because the overall system remained to, and was able to reinvent itself for a later date to be used and momentumized, and it's going to do it again. Man, so, so important. So, so, right. so important.
And then this is something else I was thinking, because, you know, it's talking about the Nazi side of it. They had the camps. They housed their people just like, you know, when they came down to, it, they were the first, well, I'll say it like this. They were on, they helped them in a camp setting. Then you look at history, like everyone else has been saying, you know, you look at history, slaves was held on the plantation. Then as you come into the present time, when New Orleans, you know, the incident, you know, Katrina and all that stuff took place, they were held in a what? Football arena. So when you look at all of these little different things, you know, there is always a plan and reason why.
Right.
Yeah, they were in the dome.
Right. It's a concentration. So, you know, it's a makeshift concentration camp.
Exactly.
You're being locked in, prevented from moving, prevented from leaving. And they tell you for it's for your own best interest, and it's really serving there. Hold on, D. We got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to come right back to you. You're listening to Tando Radio Show with Sister Yumin and Dave from L.A. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Oh, I forgot. Scotty's having
I got you, Dave. This is Scotty, your station manager of Black Talk Radio Network, the platform and the digital radio station. Black Talk Radio is managed by the North Carolina-based nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. You can make a tax-deductible donation today by visiting blacktalkmediaproject.org. Pick up one of the Black Radio Station Matters t-shirts, and that is how you can help. One of the ways you can help in producing public, independent black media. Dave.
Thank you, Scotty. Once again, a true professional. Much love, much respect. Okay, welcome back, everyone. We're in the last 30 minutes of our show. We got Sister Dee calling right now, and she's dropping some great, you know, points as far as what, how, and we should be looking at these things. And let me say, most of the people that call in and they say these because they want to get you to ask the question so that you will prepare yourselves accordingly. Because if you can see what happened in the past, maybe you can prevent it from happening in your future or in your present, or at least from it completely deleveraging you into a position of disadvantage. So very, very important. So we're going to go back to D calling from out of Illinois. So, yeah. Go ahead, Dee.
But no, the last thing is, you know, just like the sister was talking about taking the flu shot. And, you know, pretty much any, and this is just my own personal thing is, you know, I'm not too quick to sit down in a hospital and want somebody to, you know, stick me or whatever. Yeah. But I'm not going to Walgreens when I don't know who's a professional or whoever's what. But they want you to go to Walgreens and get your flu shot. With, you know, they're going to make it convenient for you. You know, I'm just like, y'all mess up my name on my medicine. How am I going to trust you with giving me a shot in my arm, you know, and don't know exactly what you're even putting in that shot, you know? So these are just kind of how I look at different things.
It's those type of things that should make you go, wait a minute. Wait a minute. See, a question is more important than an answer, because a question is answer is temporary, a question is eternal. You start looking at everything. The pharmaceutical, you start looking at doctor, the nurse, the hospital, you start looking at all these people and say, y'all all equally worthless.
Right.
Now, I will say,
how are we supposed to know, you know, are they, you know, that they are legit?
Right. That's the whole question right there.
Yeah. So that's just a thought for, you know, for everybody to, you know, get away from thinking, you know, looking at things to be convenient, because everything convenient ain't good for you either.
That's right. That's so true. And Strategic Melanin posted an article, we did this. There was an article about the actual doctor. I can't remember his name. Thomas or something like that. I can't remember right now. It'll come to me in a minute. About the link between vaccination and African American boys' hidden autism in from the CDC, from that whistleblower. Yeah, we did that, and we've been talking about that for a while. So big ups. This is so, so important, these things. And this is really where you can't trust the system. Why? Because they have shown who they are in the past. When are we going to realize, not you all at Tando Radio Show, but when is the regular people, is other people, because we are only so many. And if we can momentumize our overall energy with the masses of people, then we can make some real headway. And when has the system ever, ever been honest? When you can go back, if it was on trial, where the overall evidence was going to be morally weighed, America and the system would have been convicted and condemned to life imprisonment, or even more overly, a death sentence a long time ago. But we allow them to have control over lawmaking. So it's really amazing. So definitely well said. And there were some things that were sent out. I sent some magnets to some people today, and everything else. So they should be getting them soon. And so that'd be cool. And so, okay.
One more thing.
Yes, ma'am.
I just checked out that movie, Inside Job, and they were talking about the banks and then the insurance different companies.
Oh, man,
did you see that?
Go ahead. Is that the one with Morgan Freeman and all of Morgan Freeman, and I can't remember, and then they lost their pensions and everything else, and now they...
No, I don't know if that's...
Hold on, D. Caller from 803, if you would, mute yourself. We got a little background noise to you. I'll go to you right after Deborah makes her point.
This is about the banks over, and then they were also talking about Enron and all of those, the insurance companies
Yeah. Someone, you know, you said that someone told me about this. I didn't see, because you know me, and I didn't see that, but I heard that. But check this out. To make that point, I know, I heard that was a really good one. Now, take that one, and then there's a new trailer that I've seen that has Morgan Freeman, and they're going to Vegas, and they're going to do some stuff because they're older now, and they lost their pensions, is what I saw. And all I could do was just, dude, they laying it out for you. They laying it out for you what is going to be coming down the road. So I don't know what the name of that movie is.
Hey, the movie Inside Man starred Denzel Washington and Clive Owen, and the British character was doing a bank robbery, and Denzel was playing one of the cops, in what they at the this is a what they call those spoiler alert, but they robbed this dude who was a Nazi and then had immigrated here to the United States, and this is based on real life happenings and what have you. But he had some of the riches that he had made off the war, and now he had assimilated and become an American, where, you know, during the war he was a Nazi, and they knew that it wouldn't be reported, so that's why he was targeted. But, you know, they had to make it seem like they had to rob the whole bank to get to what they was after.
That is quite telling, and I'm definitely, and just so you know, my sister Strategic Melanin said, man, Enron, good one to revisit. I totally forgot. And I will. And we you remember when we played on Friday, that was one of the things that was around, not that time, but that's what the celebrity figurehead Fed chairman Greenspan was talking about. Enron. Telling you it all over. So, yeah, we'll revisit it. Man, you lit the spot up as always, D. We got one more caller in queue. Let's get to them. Hold on. If you want to jump in between, that's cool, too, because it's not too often that we get to hear you bring your good fortunes to us here on Tando Radio Show. So, and I do appreciate it. So, hold on. We got another caller. Caller 803 out of, if you would, just unmute yourself, tell us your name and where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, Dave. This is Erica from the Davis team.
Hey, Sister Davis, what's going on?
good to hear you. It's like we got three phones in this truck, you know. One's from Michigan, one's from Pennsylvania, and mine's from South Carolina. But, man, everybody's, like, so on point, my goodness. But let me start from the newest and go back. But, you know, the sister was talking about the banking system and stuff, and we had spent some time at home here a couple days. And, man, I tell you, that glitching in the ATM, y'all, everybody needs to have their heads up, because I'm telling you, the one day is a Friday. And when that sucker went down, I looked at my husband. I said, uh-oh, didn't Dave say it's going to happen on a Friday? But I'm telling you, the ATM, well, my banking system, and I have a credit union. I don't keep a lot of money in there because I know better, but, you know, the money goes through there. And they said that I could not withdraw any money. And I said, no, that's unacceptable. I'm at the window. I need to make these payments. I know it's unacceptable. And she kept running the card, and they kept saying denied, and I'm looking at my cell phone with the bank right there. I know there's money in there. I'm looking right at the money, and she kept saying denied. So we got the bank on the phone, and he said the system is down. And I said, it's unacceptable. I need my money, like, right now. So we ended up, they because I needed a large amount. It was a purchase we were making, and they allowed me to make smaller increments. I had to keep doing it, smaller increments. But they would not, man, it was like 4:30 on a Friday, not this Friday, but last Friday. And I my heart just kind of skipped because, you know, that's the setup. It's going to be a Friday, and chances are it's going to be a Monday holiday. It wasn't, but it made me think. And a couple of times I've been at stores and things, and people's cards are, you know, little glitches here and there. Let's see. I was at a Sheetz. Sheetz is like a Turkey Hill type thing, and the lady was complaining because she put her card in the slot, and then she didn't receive any money out, but it debited out of her account. You know, she saw that it had debited, and when the receipt slip came out, it said that it was debited. So of course she's in this long line to go to the cash register, and she's busy complaining, so everybody knew what was going on. And she got up to the cash register, and the lady said, I'm sorry, we don't have nothing to do with that. You're going to have to call the bank, man. You know what I mean? 800 number. And you know that's automation central, you know, to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And she was furious. So it's really, really, really starting to happen. And because it's not like the light switch goes off. It's going to be little blackouts here.
Oh, Sister Davis, her phone went out. Oh, it's Yes, Sister Davis, your phone went out. You said it's going to be a little blackout.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me call again. Oh, wait.
No, you good. We can hear you, Sister Davis.
I'm good. Okay. So that was one thing I wanted to talk about. Also, if everybody hasn't noticed, food is going up. Everything's going up. And so, because we're very routine about what we do in this truck, certain things we need, and them certain things are going up. I mean, I see it very steadily going up. Little here, little there, but I mean, it's going up. I just heard today in the city that I live that it might have been on the world news that gasoline is going up. They had this information about summertime coming, and there's a summertime blend of gasoline, which I never heard of, and it's going to be going up because of that. So that's just a heads up, y'all. I mean, this is a countdown because many times Dave have talked about, like, Venezuela. You remember that was some of, you know, the dominoes was falling. And if you go back to some of them older shows when he was really talking about Venezuela and Turkey, but especially Venezuela, just the little things started happening first, you know, before it all came crashing down. Then I also want to piggyback. I know Jada, Miss Jada, hey, girlfriend. I talked to her on the phone a couple times. Her and her husband, they are on point.
Good people.
And like you said, Jambo, I don't know what he does that he can give us all that information. I be minding my own business, and he'll put stuff online and take my whole concentration to the left. I was like, you know what? And then once you go there to what that article is, and then you do your own research, and I'm like, you know, I'm looking at the clock like, I need to get off of this and do what I got to do. But it's so real, you know, and it's good that we have people in different avenues that are shooting us different information so that we can stay in this, you know, connecting the dots. But I also wanted to say that, you know, Jada was talking about the health, the vaccinations and everything, and I'm telling you, folks is having miscarriages left and right. I talked to my son who where he lives, he mentioned that, you know, I asked about somebody and they said, oh, well, they just had a miscarriage. And then he said, and it was odd because her friend such and such had a miscarriage too. You know, the miscarriage thing is really getting to be too much. I usually, you know, it does happen from time to time, but it's starting to happen. People's bodies are either right.
Oh, Sister Davis, your phone is going out.
Uh oh, it's going out. Okay, sorry, I'm not on. Wait, can you hear me now?
Wait, we can hear you now. Yeah.
Okay, but you know, just start taking a survey amongst your friends and family, and then I think it has a lot to do with the vaccinations, either. You know, that age group, because these young girls are in their early 20s. What? And they're doing, they're in their early 20s, and I think they got that last vaccination, like that Gardasil and all of those vaccinations just recently, you know, over the last 5 or 7 years. So that's really a heads up. And I think they want everybody, not everybody, but I want the women to have these miscarriages so that they start doing the incubations outside the womb, because that's going to be the next soldiers that are coming down the pike with the stem cells and the three different DNA.
That's how they steal your babies. Yep.
Because so, you know, so if they close one door, your own womb's door, then of course these women are going to be desperate and go outside the womb so that they can conceive, you know, not understanding the diabolical plan of it all. Now, one more thing I wanted to mention, too.
Wait, Sister Davis, because it's too important. And what that does is that actually conceptualizes where the general population will accept the overall GMO cloning of human beings. This is why we did the story last week from the MIT stores. The School of Technologies, the Schools of War and Technology. You're absolutely right. This is how they get to where everybody accepts their own demise, because they say it's in your best interest, because we have this condition now, and we need to help you. There are some things that we need to do in order to survive, and we keep going on the same planks and get pushed off into the abyss. So, so true.
And,
hold on, Susan. Go ahead, Susan.
Oh, I was going to say that I was listening to the radio, like FM radio, and there was this commercial about this fertility clinic and, you know, played this baby music and, you know, so people would be aware. And I'm like, fertility clinic, see, you know, they're shutting one door, opening up another. Now they're supposed to be saying that women who have lost their womb to, medical conditions or whatever, now women can donate their wombs, and now they're saying that transgender people can, they actually qualify because if you're wombless or you've lost it due to a medical procedure, you can be in a candidate to get this new womb, you know, so that you can conceive. And so that makes the transgender, because that was the way the article had written it, the transgender are people who don't have one. So that kind of has a built-in, oh, now these men that are women or whatever, you know, or whatever they do, can now have children. You know what I mean? And then, of course, they're going to say, well, hey, where are you going to get the DNA for the embryo from? Oh, here, let us give you it. You know, it's just like, Frankenstein for real. And but, you know, all this is happening. One more thing I do want to say is that, like you've always, you know, they give you access, then they take that access away. And I was at a Walmart, and now the Walmarts are starting to close at midnight. That's where they used to be open all the time. And when I asked, there's a manager standing there, and I said, well, why are the Walmarts closing early? And she said it was due to theft. And I said, theft of people coming in at night stealing? And they said, no, it was the employees stealing. But I think they're starting to do some, they're not closing every Walmart, but they're closing strategic Walmarts. I think because they're starting
like
to
banks.
Yeah. They're starting to either take that evening time and do some other kind of stuff that may be diabolical, or they are just starting to give you less access. You know,
yep.
Just a little less access here and there.
And let me tell you, Sister Dick. Wait, Sis Dave, because we're getting ready to go. Let me tell you why what you're saying is so important. And it goes back to the banks. Remember when we talked about I was at the bank and the one banker had winked at me and said, hey, they're going to be closing up more banks and changing our hours, right? And, you know,
right.
I laughed. Here's what it is. The major banking problem that we're going to have, I can see it happening by way of a cyber attack. And what they're going to say is that the banks have been hit with a cyber attack, and it's going to happen on a Friday. And they're going to shut down early on Friday, and they're going to say, hey, we've been hit by a cyber attack. It's going to take us the whole weekend to get this out, so everyone needs to prepare. Don't worry. Everything will be fine. When that happens, you already know that the banks are never going to come back online. That's what they're going to use as the front. And this is what they're going to do. All of the stores that they want to have in position for that are already – this is why the banks have moved to ATM machines and getting rid of tellers and everything else, people with conscience and everything else. So that what you're going to do when you put your card at an ATM machine and it kicks out, says it's out of service or no cash or whatever, what are you going to do? Who are you going to complain to? Nothing. It's and so you're absolutely right. This whole thing is starting to fall into place, and I hate that we run out of time. So we're definitely going to pick this back up. And Sister Strategic Melon said, "Time for us to be doulas." Yes, like Erica Badu. That's why the Sister Erica is one. That's why the Sister Erica is one. There's so many things that sister don't say outwardly, but you see it in her action. In her actions, so true. So, all right, everyone. Hate that we got to get out of here, but what we're going to do, I'm going to finish this part of the show tomorrow. Much love, much respect, Sister Davis. If you can call in tomorrow a little bit earlier, so that you can finish what it is. Big ups to my man Jambone. We definitely appreciate you, and I appreciate everyone that's called in today. Jerry, Jada, we have Brother Davis, Sister Davis, Brother and Sister Davis called in. We had Deborah called in, and we had who else did I miss? that was it. And that was quite so much love, much respect. I sincerely thank you all. And it's never goodbye. It's only we'll see you later because we're eternal. I never, ever, ever, ever like to say that word goodbye. I think that that is a spell of where you allow the man-made death to be a part of your life. It's always I'll see you later. Much love and much respect. And we will talk to you soon. And remember, before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away like y'all gave away today. Big ups to all of the fortune giveaways. Big up to all of those that invest forward. Big ups to all of those that are maintaining the overall prosperity of those that we have yet not named, and even in abundance to give those that have a name now and resonate. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.